You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Healthcare provider Loretto has decided to rebrand itself in order to tell the community about the services it offers. WAER's Allegra Craver reports this comes amid healthcare reform in the federal government, which might affect the company.
Loretto President and CEO Kim Townsend admits the community is not quite sure about the services her company provides. After a year of surveying residents, employees, and the public, the company had a moment of self-discovery.
We found that Loretto has been known traditionally for its leadership, its trust, its value, and also, most of all, family. But we also found that there were a number of things that people didn't know. So we feel it's very important to tell the story of Loretto in this new way.
The healthcare organization has 19 sites across Onondaga and Cayuga counties and provides care to 10,000 people every year. While they're not worried about layoffs or budget cuts, Townsend is concerned about the federal government's plans for healthcare.
Any changes to Medicaid or Medicare will be devastating for the healthcare system. For example, with Medicaid, if they change Medicaid payments to states to block grants, that will have a devastating effect on healthcare in New York State.
But Townsend has hope for the company. She says the value and strength of Loretto is the diversity of its services, which range from nursing to short-term rehabilitation. Townsend says strategic planning over the next few years will help expand their options for care and ensure a bright future.
It's not buildings that make Loretto special. It's the people that make Loretto special. And so we're very excited to get out into the community and to share that new message.
Loretto's brand evolution includes a new logo, mission statement, and the slogan, Exceptional People, Extraordinary Care. Allegra Craver, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.